welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the November 4th edition of the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. First weekend in November, getting ready to go to deer camp, man. We've been talking firearms all day today if you're just tuning in. And Barbecue Bob, we got a guy that knows a little bit about firearms on the live line right now, don't we?
That's right. And a good friend of the show, Mr. Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Pleasure to be back.
We are huge fans of your product, and we became familiar with it when you stepped up and you donated a couple to our charity called Operation GI Barbecue. We just did a fundraiser again the other night. We're getting ready to ship another load of grills. I was going to say weapons. Another load of grills. We're going to Camp Pendleton with the next load, but I got to know you because you helped a friend with another charity, and he messaged you, and you just called up and said, I want to make a couple guns for your veteran charity, and it's called Operation GI Barbecue, and that was very helpful. We did the big auction, and I got to tell you, and I think I have before, but your guns were the screaming rage of the auction. It was a bidding war, and it was so fun.
Well, thank you. Our pleasure. And our guns perform very well at fundraising events throughout the country, whether it's for veterans organizations or wildlife conservation or Second Amendment or others. They have a much higher perceived value, and so they bring some good bucks.
Anthony, with regard to that, you've got a little celebration going on. You're going to make 20 special anniversary edition big boy rifles. Tell us a little bit about that effort and what you're doing with that.
Well, we shipped the first Henrys in March of 1997, starting with our entry-level model, the HR01 Henry Lover Action. And 20 years later, thank God, here we are, alive and well. And so to commemorate the 20th anniversary, we engraved 20 big boys, if I must say so myself. They look beautiful. They have fancy walnut stocks. And they're serial numbered from 1 through 20. Serial number 1 is live on gunbroker.com right now.
Wow.
And I think it's at $17,000.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Bid.
But yeah. Here's the – Anthony's a humble man, and here's the deal, though, is it's at $17,000 because it's a collector's item. But where's that $17,000 going, Anthony?
Yeah, it's going through the Hunting Heritage Foundation, and then actually there are going to be – 19 other recipients of each of these guns, and these are all organizations that are dear to our heart, like the Youth Shooting Sports Alliance and the International Hunters Education Association and a variety of other wildlife conservation programs. So all to good causes. And so folks can check out the listing at gunbroker.com. They could go to Hunting Heritage. I don't know their website off the top of my head. And most importantly, please come and visit our website at henryusa.com.
Yeah, if you just tuned in, you have the Grilling Guys, so it must be the weekend. We are in the gun show, which we do every year, and we have on the grilling line right now the president and founder of Henry Repeating Arms, largest lever-action rifle company, I believe, in the world. And you're calling right now from Bayonne, New Jersey, I do believe.
Correct. Our headquarters are Bayonne, New Jersey, and we also have a plant out in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, a total of about 450 people, more or less. 200 and some odd in each location, and building guns at both.
It's really cool. I visited you in Bayonne, and Jop, when he was in Wisconsin, went to your Rice Lake factory. So we've been on both properties.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Very nice. Very nice. But again, being the humble man that you are, what you're doing for conservation in the shooting sports is second to none. By donating these classic firearms, they're one of a kind, they're tightly serial numbered, and you're giving them away to a multitude of organizations so, in fact, they can raise money for their organization and further their missions. Nobody does it better, Anthony. Our hat's off to you.
Thank you, sir. We do appreciate it. We have to give back because it's the right thing to do, and it's also the selfish thing to do in a sense where we know we can help promote youth shooting sports, keep our traditions alive, help with wildlife conservation, keep our hunting traditions alive, all of that good stuff. So
yeah, it's true because they all are under assault by many groups, and this country is so cool for so many ways, but one of the coolest things about our country is the Second Amendment. And the fact that a guy like you can revive a family line of rifles that's, 150-year-old name in rifles at least, you can build your factory and start making them again 20 years ago. That's just a really cool thing. It's in some countries, that's just not allowed, and a guy like me can't go to his favorite store and just buy this. But I would urge people, if you are not familiar with this weapon, and if maybe you're a little afraid of the market taking a big dive right now and you want to invest in something, this is something to invest in. And whether it's one of these signature guns, anniversary edition, big boys, or if you just have Henry customize one for you, and you can do that on their website, I would tell you that this is something you could pass down to your children. And you'd need to get one for each child. I can tell you this.
They'll fight over them.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have no objection. Well, speaking of getting gifts, I could take this opportunity to remind folks that while Henry sell all year long, they do particularly well during the holiday season because it's one of the few items that you could say put something made in America under the Christmas tree. And it's one of those gifts that will be remembered for a long time. So we've got something for everyone in the family, whether it's for the ladies in the family, like the Henry American Beauty rifle, or the youngsters. We have three levels of youth rifles, our mini bolt for the beginner, our basic youth lever action for the 11, 12-year-old, and then the Golden Boy maybe for the teenager, all in youth versions. And while we make beautiful guns, if I must say so myself, that, you know, they're all not wall hangers. We have a lot of guns now in our line that are for practical use, whether it's the Long Ranger for getting bolt action performance in a lever action, or our Henry Big Boys for brush hunting, or our survival rifle for the outdoorsman, all of that. We've got something for everyone.
The survival rifle is particularly cool. If you go to what's your website again?
HenryUSA.com.
If you go to HenryUSA.com, look at this survival rifle because it packs down to, what, 18 inches?
Yeah, it's actually 16 and a half
yeah.
inches when stowed. So it's pretty neat, pretty neat. And we have it in two new camo patterns now, True Timber Kanati and something called True Timber Viper Western pattern, both neat-looking versions of camouflage.
Well, Mr. Imperato, we cannot thank you enough for stepping up and helping the Grilling Guys when you did, and we just wish you and your company blessings and continued success, and we're just proud to call you friend.
Thank you, gentlemen. Same here. Wishing you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. And be well, and I hope to be on the next time.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Yeah. That's a great Christmas present idea.
Yeah.
And they're not all $1,200 guns. You got to go to HenryUSA.com.
Yep. Retail prices are there. You can get them at all your local gun dealers, and they'll have them. But coming up next, a little man law, and we might have to help you clean your barrel out. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Tick-tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I want to hold you to the